Onoja Jonathan is out shopping for the family ahead of the festive season. He's trying to buy gifts for his children and stock up for the holidays, but his family plans have been disrupted by the rising cost of food items.
I cut my expenses, or cut what I want to buy, to the level of the money I have in hand to be able to sustain us within this period. Nobody wants to do an elaborate shopping anymore because the resources are not there.
For many people, feeding their family has become a daily struggle as the cost of some items have doubled and the prices are expected to stay high after the festive season.
Those traveling for the holidays, the cost of tickets is rising too. Mercy Charles Doki has three children to look after. She can't afford to take them to anywhere these holidays.
In terms of traveling, I was planning to travel maybe to Lagos or some other urban places that will go and have a vacation with the family, you know, spending and going for to parties, gardens and all that. But all these ones, we'll have to cut them off.
The harsh economic reality is also squeezing sellers at the market, like Abdul Ishaku.
Before, if Christmas remain like 1 week, we are started, market can started to move very well. But this time around that we are, the customer, they are not coming like that.
The number of people living in poverty in Africa's most populous nation is among the highest in the world. The World Bank estimates Nigeria's inflation and food prices pushed 7 million more into poverty in 2021. And this business analyst says very little has been done to improve the situation.
The solution will start to come when we acknowledge together that things are not where it should be. We are not where we should be. Things are bad. Things are bad. Bad as in bad. Then when we acknowledge that, solution will come.
For those suffering, they'll hope that politicians can keep their promise that the situation will improve next year. Fidelis Mba, Al Jazeera, Abuja.